Good afternoon, wonderful people, wherever you are on this planet Earth. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are coming late once again, for which we apologize for. We have changed our location from the intended venue of our town hall meeting here. We have relocated to a place where we can trust our network, and we are glad to be coming to you. Those of you who are still awake in various parts of the world waiting for Radio Biafra Live Transmission, you are indeed blessed. You are the children of Chukwu Abiama. That is where you have persevered. That is where you have stayed up to wait for this very gospel to come to you from Trinidad and Tobago. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are, regardless of your geographical location, regardless of your time zone. We encompass, we span the entirety of this very air to bring you this very wonderful gospel that will extricate the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, from the damnable abomination called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are here to lend credence to who we are. We are here to set the facts straight. We are here to confront our enemies. We are here to propagate, to disseminate, to make people aware, to bring them to the understanding, to bring them to the knowledge of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, their creator from time immemorial, that gave them that very piece of land to inhabit, and that place is called Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you from here in Port of Spain, in Trinidad and Tobago. It is good afternoon, and the time here, if I'm not mistaken, is approximately 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. It is in London 8:30 p.m. in the evening as well, the same as it is in Enugu in Biafra land. We welcome you wherever you are. We cannot apologize enough, and as you well know, we are more eager to bring Radio Biafra than even those of them listening to us, than our listeners. Please, you must bear with us. We are doing all we can. We have done it. We have rectified it. We have assembled a few of us who are here. We are crammed into this very tiny space to ensure that we continue the information dissemination that will lead us into the kingdom of God on this very earth called Biafra. Wherever you are, welcome you once again. We ask you to please go to your satellite if you're not already there. We know that some of you are already listening via TuneIn app. We know that some of you are listening via TuneIn website itself. We know that some of you are listening via Radio Forest. Some of you are on to us via peopleofbiafra.org, indigenous peopleofbiafra.org. Some of you have downloaded free Radio Biafra app and you're listening to us via that very platform. Some of you are on Biafra television. So also are you listening, and as you do so, we ask you, we invite you, we urge you, we impress upon you the need to inform other people as well. Tell those around you, tell your friends and your families, tell them we come to you twice every blessed day. I anchor the morning show from here. I am also doing this evening as well, and shall do so tomorrow. We are continuing ceaselessly to make sure that this very message of truth, which is being preached without fear before anybody, continues to reverberate, continues to be sent out to the whole world, that they may understand our plight, that they may know that we wish nothing else than to be free as a people. That is why we are here. That is what we are going to do. That is what we are going to accomplish, because Chukwu Abiama and not man determined that we should come. And that is why here on Radio Biafra and the wider indigenous people of Biafra family all over the world, answering to Biafrans wherever they are, here in Trinidad and Tobago, the answer to Biafrans in Trinidad and Tobago, the same way they are in the USA, in Canada, in Mexico, right across this very earth. We are everywhere. We are listening. We are ready. We are prepared. And Chukwu Abiama continues to marvel. He continues to surprise me. Things are happening beyond my wildest imagination. That is why every day, that is why every night, I go on my bended knee to give honor, praise, and thanks to Chukwu Abiama, because there is no other God apart from him. As he commanded us in Exodus chapter 20, to not to recognize, not to bow before any other thing apart from him. That is what we do. That is what we are doing today and shall do forever. Because the way that Biafra is going to emerge, the people of Biafra will spend forever and ever giving praise to the Almighty God. Because only him is worthy to be praised. This is Radio Biafra. every honor, every adoration, every praise, every uplifting of name, every prayer we offer, every glory, everything that we are, everything we are yet to become, everything that we shall ultimately become in the new land, Biafra, we offer in absolute submission to the praise of the Almighty Jehovah Biama. His name will be blessed forever. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. Please ensure, endeavor, ensure, please, it is important that you tell those around you that to listen as well. Make sure you have joined the family where you are. If there is no Biafran family, you start one. Once you have started one, you will come onto Facebook, Radio Biafra London, inform us there that I have started a gathering of a family where I am. We will point in the right direction. People should no longer call Radio Biafra to ask, where do I belong? You start something where you are. If you're a leader, you start leading by example from where you are. Whatever thing that you're doing, irrespective of its importance, you must recognize, you must know that Biafra is above every other thing except the mercy, the grace of Chukwu Abiama. That is all. Biafra is above every other thing, including life itself. That is why here on this very radio station, we pride ourselves on our service to our country. We know that we can never be corrupted. We are beyond corruption. We know we are beyond compromise. We are untainted. There are no skeletons in our cupboard. We meet every challenge head on. We don't avoid it. We confront it head on. That is why we speak the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because that is the only path that can lead us to life. That is the path to righteousness. That is the road that will lead us into Biafra. Any deviation, any prevarication, any attempt to retreat or surrender will ensure that Biafra will not come. We don't intend to fall for any of those vices. Here we are, whiter than white and whiter than snow. Here we preach this very gospel uncompromisingly, knowing fully well that it is either Biafra comes or will die in the process. We welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. Very shortly, our line will open. Very, very shortly also, we inform you that our Viber is also open. We are hoping that our Skype line is working. Radio Biafra, we are working to restore Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra 2, and also Radio Biafra 3. All three accounts are on Skype to allow us to dissipate the amount of requests, the amount of energy coming into only one source, Radio Biafra. That is what we're trying to do. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. We are in Port of Spain, in Trinidad and Tobago, and there are a few of us who are here. I will go to them to please acknowledge all of you, to accept very graciously the presence of the ever effervescent, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world listening to this Radio Biafra station right now. It could be your early morning, it could be your early afternoon, it could be your midnight, it could be your beginning of the day. You may be going to sleep. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is your radio station. There is no other like us. No other radio station can do what we do, because here we speak the truth without fear or favor. Here we ensure that we do no wrong. Here we ensure that Chukwu Abiama is God. And here we are moving on relentlessly towards achieving Biafra, which is the only aim where we are born. Please go ahead.
Good day, everybody.
It's off, please. It's off. Can you turn it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, everybody. Especially the wonderful people of Biafra. We are coming to you from Port of Spain in the beautiful twin island of Trinidad and Tobago. We want to welcome you. My name is Leonard Anemene. I am from Amobia in Oka South, Biafra land, of course. Thank you. I can't thank you enough, especially for your patience. We had some issue, like the director has pointed out, but as you are with us, we thank God, we thank every one of you. We are here to discuss our restoration of Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, wherever you are. All the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Andrew Ogba. We are in Port of Spain, the capital city of Trinidad and Tobago. We thank you and stay tuned and listen and ask questions. We are here for the restoration of Biafra. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Next question, please. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. good day anywhere you are. I don't know, I can't greet you all with your time, but I hope you all will. Well, first of all, my name is Kennedy Nalekwachi. I'm from Mbitolu local government in Imo State, Alenyogwa. So I want to welcome you all. I also greet the radio coordinator, Mr. Kanu, and our host and everybody involved. I want to greet them all. I wish you will stay tuned and enjoy our discussions and our debate, as we are here to explore and ask some questions that we have in mind. I thank you all, and also welcome every other Biafran in any place or any part of this world to join and participate in this issue. Thank you as you join us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Any questions asked will be answered. This is Radio Biafra. We don't run away from them. We welcome them. As somebody kindly and intelligently reminded me in the USA, the only question that is stupid is the one that you have not asked. Please go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Omo Biafra. Aha Nwada Ozamaka Nabike from Ihitowere in Olu local government area of Imo State. I welcome you to the beautiful town of Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago. Omo Nwanne M, Anamasi Onokunu Gente. Na ndị Igbo sị na anyụkọta agbaa ka anyụkọta mmamiri ọnụ ọgbọ ọfụfọ. Ihe anyị na-ekwukwe ka anyị na-ekwu ka anyị na-eme eme. Wee na-asị unu ofu obi, ejikọta ofu obi ka anyị ruo n'ebe anyị na-eje. Ma ọgwụ maka anyị, maka ụmụaka anyị. Ekele dịrị unu.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Next person, please.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My name is John Unduka, and we're live on Radio Bria from Trinidad and Tobago, Port of Spain. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. As time goes on, we shall take questions. As time goes on, we shall also delve into the issue in far more greater detail as to what can hold us together and bind us together. People are reporting that they are receiving an echo, two signals. It means that you have two systems turned on at the same time, or you have opened two browsers at the same time. I don't think there is any echo, because if there is, UCMFO would have informed me of it. This is Radio Biafra. I am also waiting for the very eminent barrister. He knows how he got through to me in the morning. I expect him to be able to do so the same this very evening, wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. The time here now is approximately, I would say, 17 or 18 minutes to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, 4 p.m. in the afternoon. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. We will not hesitate. We go on to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. But I must inform you of our line here in Trinidad and Tobago, with which you can contact Radio Biafra on. The number is +1 868 766 2084. That is the number. +1 866 766 2084. That is the number to call. If you call that number, we'll take your call once our lines open, which will be in the next few minutes. We also want to go as in depth as possible, that people are calling us already. We don't know who they are, but we must listen to them. The caller on the line, can you hear me? You're saying, are you downstairs waiting? Hello? I think we have somebody downstairs waiting, actually. They're saying the number ends in 2823. He was saying, I am Nala. Maybe it's a good thing that I picked it. There's somebody downstairs waiting, please. This is Radio Biafra. If you attend this very place, just say you're looking for us and somebody will come to get you. Very, very important. The number once again is +1 868 766 2084. People are calling us already. Please, we ask you to wait where you are. We are asking you to wait. Please try to bear with us. They said there is an echo coming through. I need to make sure that the feed from Trinidad and Tobago is perfect. I need to know that it is perfect. If I can get a confirmation, I will be most grateful. I need to know that the feed coming from here is perfect. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are. Is anybody monitoring? No, I think is anybody monitoring the signal from here? I need to know. I need to know that the signal is absolutely perfect before I can proceed to bring the news headlines. It is clear they are saying from Prince Darlington Okolie all the way. People are saying it's okay, it is crisp. Emeka Wilson Iwuchukwu, it is clear. Emenike Franklin is saying it is clear. Johnson White is saying it is clear. It is clear from everywhere. So we are continuing to do our work. We are marching on relentlessly to do what is right. We thank all of you. Those of you dedicated, that's what I mean by die hard. I need die hard Biafrans, those that never quit, those that never give up, because it's unto you that this kingdom of heaven, this Biafra is made for. People like you is the reason why Biafra is here. Therefore, we continue. Therefore, our march remains relentless. We shall now go on to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. I am remaining on this very news that we first reported yesterday. It was sent to us to report, and we have done so, that gunmen killed 15 people in Rivers. We are continuing to report this very news because of the historical, because of the military, because of the sociological importance we attach to it, that Boko Haram has come into our land, not just to detonate a bomb, but to brazenly carry assault rifles going about in our villages and killing us. Humanity would want to sweep this under the carpet. People may not want to talk about it, but here on Radio Biafra, we pride ourselves in reporting those things that are quite unpalatable for the human ear to understand. Those things that nobody wants to talk about, here on Radio Biafra, we talk about it because the truth must prevail. We speak the truth, we preach the truth, and that is what we are here to do. We must continue. We must continue. Gunmen kill 15 in Rivers. That remains our signature headline. We shall continue to hammer it. These are people that said they are not Igbo. These are those that said they are not Biafra. They said they love Hausa Fulani people more than they love their own flesh and blood. They jettisoned their people who are one with them. They went for Hausa Fulani and for Yoruba. Today, the same Hausa Fulani has come into River State to come and kill people. That should teach everybody a very bitter lesson. That you do not dine with your enemies. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue this very day, please. We are pleading, we are asking, we are begging. The lines are going crazy, we know that. We are asking you not to call Radio Biafra until we start taking calls. We don't want it to appear that you're calling and we're not taking any calls. No. We will take your calls once the lines open. We are also reporting today that an Islamic cleric has been arrested because he has been trading in human skulls. And you can imagine who those skulls belong to. Igbo traders somewhere in the northern part of the zoo. Igbo traders are the ones being killed. Igbo families are being butchered. Biafran families are being killed. We are being targeted because of our faith. We are being targeted because we are hardworking. They are doing everything they can to eradicate us. These people, supported by the British government, are doing their level best to ensure that we, the Biafran people, no longer exist. That we, the children of God, is eradicated from the face of the earth. I blame no other person than the British. They concocted this abominable hellhole that you call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. They made Nigeria to exist, a Niger area. It is Nigeria. That is the proper Latin pronunciation for it. Those of you from Nigeria, those of you hell-bent on killing us, we are telling you that time is running out. We are going to avenge. We are going to avenge everything, because Biafra will be fought in the battlefield. Biafra will not be negotiated upon. We have no time for negotiations, and I feel sorry for the zoo. Everything we say is going to happen to them, will happen to them, because we exist. Everything that we promise them, we are going to deliver. There is nothing we have said in the past that we are going to do we had not done. So therefore, there is no way that Biafra will not come, and there is no way that this same Biafra will not emerge from the ashes of the Zoological Republic called Nigeria. We continue. Islamic cleric nabbed for trading in human skull. Boko Haram threatens to attack Akwa Ibom. This was reported in the morning. They are now selecting those that call themselves minorities. But we are one with Akwa Ibom. We don't want anything to happen to Akwa Ibom. They are and remains our closest blood relatives. We cannot allow anything to happen to them if they allow us to help them. That is, we are also reporting that Jonathan have now sacked the NNPC boss and have then appointed a replacement. You eat 48.9 billion and they sack you. All you have to do is to go and buy a house in Vienna, go and buy a very sumptuous flat in London, come to New York and buy another apartment, go to Dubai and own 5 or 6 high-rise blocks, and you have made it. Your children are studying abroad, they are having fun. Then why worry? Why bother? That is why they want one Nigeria, isn't it? He has been sacked. The soldiers and the police people guarding these men, I have told you yesterday, even the day before, the best thing you can do is to turn your guns against these people and kill them. If you are guarding a politician, if your boss is a senator or a House of Reps, turn your guns against them and kill them. They are the ones killing you. They are the ones ensuring that you live a life of abject poverty and degradation. They are the ones making sure that you can't afford 3 square meals a day. But you have guns and bullets guarding them and protecting them. Their children are studying overseas. When they fall sick, they travel overseas. You, when you're suffering from typhoid and malaria, which you suffer from all the time, who is going to take care of you? You go to the nearest chemist to go and self-medicate. You go there to go and buy medicine to feed yourself so that it can be better. But your oga is traveling to Lagos. You are in a convoy taking him to Lagos or to Abuja airport to fly abroad for treatment. The children are studying abroad. Madam can go abroad for treatment. How about your own madam, which is your own wife? Why can't they go abroad for treatment? They can't go because your oga at the top, the idiot you're guarding, has made your life miserable. They have made your life impossible. They have made it very, very difficult. That is why you must do all you can. That is why you must continue to do all you can to ensure that every senator, everybody you see, every politician, go and shoot them. You must kill them. Very, very important. Are we okay? Is everything okay? Is everything okay? Are you sure? What is the problem? Do we have people downstairs? He's up now. Is he here with us? Oh, he has come in. Our dear brother, he is here with us. We must continue. We must continue. Jonathan laments suicide bombing in his personal zoo called Nigeria. Ebola outbreak getting out of control, according to World Health Organization. Ebola virus. Who wants Buhari dead, according to Dokobo? He is desperate to clear his name because he knows you don't play with these people. You don't play with them. Buhari is the sponsor of Boko Haram. They will donate one life to you the same way that they planned their own suicide attempt, or is it assassination attempt? He knows that he's playing with the big boys. He doesn't know them very well at all. Anytime you dine with the devil, your spoon must be as long as possible, or the fork you're using must be as long as possible, because these guys are deadly. Now they understand. I thought they said they are one family, they are one people. We are Niger Delta. These things are happening now to tell people. Our brother here is telling us about people from Anioma saying they don't know the name to answer. We shall address those idiots later on. They are not worthy of mention. We shall go to them later on. But I'm talking about especially Asare Dokobo. They said no to Biafra. They stole Biafran properties in River State in Port Harcourt, abandoned property that their own flesh and blood built. They stole it. They said, no, we'll vote for MPN, not MPP of Anamdi Azikiwe. We are more comfortable with Hausa. They want to dominate us. Now, Masare Dokobo, why are you fighting to clear your name against Buhari? Is Buhari an Igbo man? Why are you pleading for your dear life with Buhari to clear your name? The man implicating you for trying to assassinate him, is he an Igbo man? You know that nature is very good. It has a way of turning around. Every lie told will be revealed. Every lie told against Biafran people will be made public. Today, River State is suffering. Today, a quiet bomb has been written to. They have told them that they're going to bomb them. Now you understand. Now you know. Now you can see the difficulties that following lies and deceit brings upon the people's lives. Not very good. We are also reporting today that Boko Haram terrorists, the military are claiming they have traced explosives to, they have, the source of the explosive they are using is a Chinese factory in the Cameroon. Whatever that means. We are also reporting today that Boko Haram continues to target churches in Borno, says the Hawu local government headquarters is the next target. They are doing their clearance, their operation is continuing. And now we must go on to bring you the news in greater detail. We reported this news yesterday. I touched upon it this morning. We are going to continue reporting it until those of them in Anioma claim they are Anioma. Oh, we are not Igbo. We are not Igbo people. No, we are different. this is what is coming for you. They are going to Akwa Ibom as well. There are some people in Akwa Ibom saying, oh no, but we are not. They told us Igbo are bad. We are not Igbo. We are different. We are not Biafra. But Boko Haram has written to you. I thought you said Hausa people are good. Yoruba spent years cleaning your brain, whitewashing your brain with lies. Now those lies are coming to haunt you. And you know who Chukwu Abiyama have used to reveal to you that following liars is not a very good thing. Boko Haram. All of you following or having sympathy for Rocha Sokrocha and his band of Biafrans claiming they are doing Biafra, they are doing it on deceit. Very, very soon, all will be revealed. The same way today, that people must understand what lies does to people. As you're following liars and their deceit, you're having fun. After a while, it is revealed. Look at Wazirike and Masop. After many years of lying and lying and lying, there comes a time when you get to the final bus stop, when there are no more lies to be told. Look at the people of the coastal region of Biafra land. You said you're not Biafra. You are different. People from Anioma. Oh, we are not Igbo. We are from Anioma. And I asked them, what is the meaning of the word Anioma? That is how daft people are. Of course, they went to school in the zoo. What do they know? The same thing will happen to all of you. Now, in River State, they now realize that Yoruba was lying to them, that their real enemies are Hausa Fulani people. Today in Akwa Ibom, it has now dawned on Akwa Ibom people that their real enemy is Hausa Fulani and not any. How many times have we written to you telling we are going to come to kill you? I ask, how many Igbo men are riding on motorcycles in River State and shooting people dead? Zero. How many Igbo men are accusing Asada Dokobo of trying to assassinate them? None. Now you know who the enemies are. That is the problem with our people. When we tell you never follow liars, they don't listen. Eventually, result will always announce itself. At least 15 persons were feared killed in Ogba Egbema, Ndoni local government area. Mind you, there's Egbema in Imo. Egbema also in Delta. But the ones in Delta said they're from Anioma, they're not Igbo. Can you see how stupid people are? I don't know. People asking me to go and beg them. Let us make them. They can go to hell and burn to ashes. If you're that stupid that your name is Ebema and you don't know that the person across the water is also Ebema, that you're related, that means you're foolish. You're not worthy to be pleaded with. All that nonsense. Oh, please go and beg them. Let us. That is bunkum. We're not begging anybody. When Boko Haram comes, you come looking for us. When Boko Haram kills you, you come and look. By force, you will come and look for us. We don't have to go anywhere. Mad people. We are going to beg you to please support Biafra. Oh, we need them. We need their support so they can come. Oh, who told you that? If they want to belong, the door is open. They belong. If they do not want to belong, they can go to hell. That's what I said. Hell. I'm burned to ashes. Because Boko Haram will come and get them anyway. So there's no doubt about that. We'll continue our work. At least 15 people were feared killed in Ogba Egbema and Ndoni local government area of River State by unknown gunmen. The gunmen, numbering about 12, stormed 7 communities in the local government area and opened fire on unsuspecting persons. These are gunmen on motorbikes. They are from Hausa Fulani. They are Boko Haram. They are not Igbo. But if not for Radio Biafra, Yoruba papers would have published that these are Igbo men killing people in rivers. But unfortunately for them, Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come. The Almighty God asked us to come. To come and set the record straight. To come and take his children back to where they belong, because they have been very foolish and lost for very many years. Here we speak the truth. We don't give a toss who you are. The truth must be spoken. If you don't like it, go and hang yourself. We don't care. As long as it is the truth. That's what we must preach. A source in the area told a journalist that while 3 persons were shot dead in Ede, one of the communities in the area, one person lost his life in Obite. In Egite community, 2 persons were killed by the gunmen, while 2 others were injured. The source told this correspondent that 4 persons were shot at close range in Egite community, while 1 also died in Obi Oshimiri community during the raid. Obi Oshimiri. They said they're not Igbo. And sometimes there was a lady we met today here. I've forgotten her name. I don't know. What is that lady's name again? Malin. She's from here. She looks like us. She's a descendant of the slaves that came here to work for the British. the evil British. They came here to work for them. After working for them, they set them free, but they didn't set them free. No, when the British were leaving, they did to them exactly what they did to, you know what the British did? They brought Indians here to come and rule the black people. Typical British. Typical British. That is their signature. That is the way they operate. After subjugating you for years and killing you, after cutting sugarcane for them in sugarcane plantations here, after picking cotton and tobacco, when they were leaving, they went and brought Indians here to Trinidad and Tobago to come and rule black people. And you can see what they're doing to blacks here. You feel sorry for them. Things are happening around the world, courtesy of the British, that you do not know. Why the devil decided to bring the British government along to this earth, I do not know. These people are patently evil. Not the British public, I hasten to add. Not the British public. It is the British government. When somebody enters into that office, the person turns into a representative of Satan. Lucifer, wicked to the core. Their hatred for Christianity, their hatred for God, their hatred for the children of God is unsurpassed, unparalleled in history. The British. Ask the British, why did you allow Indians to come to Trinidad and Tobago to come and rule black people? So that blacks will not ask for compensation, that's all. You scatter their brains so much. You help them to form gangs. You give them drugs to consume. They cannot come together to reason properly. In the case of the zoo, you go into Anyama and tell some of them, oh, you're not Igbo. And they jump up and you're not Igbo. So you will not have time to develop yourself and grow your economy and be deemed fit to be called a human being. Stupidity. Now, they are in a capital community, according to an eyewitness. The gunmen killed one person and an undisclosed number of people were injured. So 15 people were killed during the night raid by unknown gunmen. These are Hausa Fulani people. They are in River State. They are killing people. One of the places they went to is called Ebema. Ebema is in Imo as well. We are one family. The day you removed yourself from... Go, I can give you an example. Do you know Ebe Kite or Pelegrine Falcon or Gangpo? Before Ebe or Kanko comes to take a chick, a little chick, you must stray from your mother. You must stray from your mother. Even before a leopard or a tiger or a lion goes for a herd, they isolate one that is weak. They have isolated the so-called Niger Delta. They have seen their vacuousness and their weakness. They thought if they remove themselves from Biafra, somehow they'll be seen as strong. No, Boko Haram identified them, knew that they are weak and are going for them. Simple. There is one simple word I will drop for them. It is called Igwebike. Igwebike. Once you are together as one, nobody can get into you. As simple as that. People must go and tell the so-called Niger Delta, South, all that rubbish names they come up with. Unless you are one with your flesh and blood in Biafra, you will be decimated. When I speak, write it down somewhere. Hausa will isolate you and they will destroy you. You can't stand them in war. You can never stand them. America will not come to help you. Britain is supporting them. If you don't know, Britain needs to maintain their control of the oil. They are doing it through Hausa Fulani people. The same way that Britain would need to control the mindset of the people of Trinidad and Tobago. That was why they went to India to go and bring Indians to come and rule them. That is the classic British way of doing things. If you don't know, you must know that by now. Here we preach the truth. We don't give a toss. We don't give a damn. Who is annoyed or offended? Are we speaking the truth? Have you ever seen Britain before support the emergence of a Christian country as an independent entity? The answer is no. Did Britain not refer to Nelson Mandela as a terrorist? Have you forgotten? Did Britain not support the Arabians to be free from the Ottomans through Lawrence of Arabia? Did they not also support the emergence of Bosnia Herzegovina? Did they not support Kosovo and Albania? Can you tell me one Christian country that Britain has ever supported? The answer is fat zero. None. I wonder why they exist on the British government, I say. Not the British people. British people are in the main very good people, very conscientious, very obeying, very understanding, and very upright. It is the government that I worry about. British government. Very, very bad. Very bad. A country that supported the genocide, the killing of 3.5 million children. A country, Britain, stood idly by, and men and women were being slaughtered, and they were going around. They said, no, 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 all we want is oil. You can kill as many of these monkeys from Africa as possible. All we want is oil. Britain is today going to get their comeuppance. ISIS will overrun them. British people will die. You watch and see. Not us. We are not interested. We're not terrorists. What are we doing with terrorism? We are more than that. Terrorism is for cowards who cannot fight any decent battle. When the British came, we fought them face to face. The Hausas did not fight them. The Hausas capitulated. Today, Hausa Fulani is the favorite child of the British government. And you can see their favorite child has now turned very naughty and now beginning to kill people. And the British will be killed as a result of it. Because they are afraid of God. They are afraid of the descendants of the Almighty God. They are afraid of we, Biafrans. But we are here to stay. You can't kill all of us at the same time. You can never. Not possible. We are reporting today as well that three suspected human parts dealers, two of them Islamic clerics, are now helping the police detective to break the demand and supply chain of trans-border syndicate which trades in human skulls. The suspect, no wonder Africa is poor. Their type of abomination that goes on in Africa is as dark as the continent itself. As dark as the continent itself. No wonder Merlin today said in her next life she wants to be white. And we're encouraging her to say no, persuading her, you can't say such a thing. We know it is out of anger and frustration. But who would want to come from a continent where people sell other people's skulls and parts as well? Can you see? Do you people think that God is not a kind? God wants to help Africa, but when he sees the type of things happening in Africa, how dark the hearts of men are in Africa, he just abandoned them. We are evil. I'm telling you the truth. African people are just plain evil. You are dealing with human skull, fellow human beings, and you're a cleric in Islam. A cleric in Islam. People are so, how can I put it? People are so, so evil that words fail to express how bad they are. Words can't express it. What are you doing with human skull? Is that how you're going to build a space shuttle, build an aeroplane, build a sewage system by cutting off people's heads? Is that, just tell me what you're going to gain by doing that. Every soldier in the zoo, every policeman in the zoo, turn around and shoot whoever you're guarding. They are your problem. They are the reason why you are poor. In Biafra land, anywhere, you will not even see somebody to deal in their past. If you thought that we bury you alive, we dig the ground and bury you and put you there and cover you up alive. So in your next world, if you see life, you value life. We will not play with life. Human life is sacrosanct. We don't mess with it. We don't play with it. That is why we can never be terrorists. Never, ever, ever. What for? We can never be terrorists. What are we being a terrorist for? All we are asking for is to be free. We don't want to compete with anybody. We are not in competition with Britain. Everybody can do their own thing. We just want to be free. The same way we were free before Lugard came. The same way we were free before they came with their fraud, saying they are a company. We are coming to trade. Oh, let us in. We want to buy salt. We have salt and sugar. Give us palm kernel. Give us palm oil. From palm oil to palm kernel, the zoo called Nigeria emerged. And some idiots who are incapable of reasoning, they are jumping up and down with green, white, green, saying, I'm a Nigerian. I'm a Nigerian. No, you are a Nigerian. You are a Niger from the Niger area. That is your name. Because you fail to reason. After all, you're a black person from Africa. What do you know? Monkeys are better than you. Monkey, an ordinary monkey in the forest. I can relate to a chimpanzee more than an average black African because they are daft, my dear Lord. We are stupid. We are stupid. How you can cram such stupidity into the brains of these people? I can't understand it. Is that a computer? The same way you have the what's it called? It's called you know, the chip that the storage whatever they call it, the memory card. You know, there's a memory card of 500 MB. That is one of gigabyte, and you have terabyte. Our stupidity in Africa is in the terabyte region.
as you cure one idiocy, five will be following it up. You have somebody that went to university, said they've graduated, they are medical doctors, they are architects, and they're from Anioma. The meaning of their name, the sound of their name is Igbo. They say they're not Igbo. Is such a person normal? You come from Anglia, or you come from Dundee. You say you're not Scottish. Are you not foolish? Are you not daft beyond description? That is the mindset that fuels the idiocy in Africa. There is limitless supply of stupidity and ignorance. In an average, we manufacture, even where none is existing, an African will look for a way to bring ignorance in. As Sarah Dr. Bo said, is not. I thought they said they're not Biafrans. They're from Niger Delta. The word Niger is the English pronunciation of the Latin word nigger. Nigger, that is who you are. Nigger Delta. Because you cannot reason properly. You are daft. Yoruba have messed up your brains. Scrambled it the way they scramble eggs. And you have turned out as foolish as you are. You don't know where you come from. You come from South South. Daft, stupid people. Oh, it's not in South South, but Asaba is in South South. That's how foolish they are. African people. They don't surprise me. So there are some things I see. It doesn't bother me. Once it's coming from Africa, I will say, and then so what? I expect it anyway. The people are useless. Useless. No wonder we are everywhere, including Trinidad and Tobago. We are scattered everywhere, begging and knocking on the door, please let us in. But always begging to be accepted. Always begging. They cannot stand on their 2 feet and do anything. Always pleading and begging. I don't know why Chukwuebuka and my brother to create them, honestly speaking. Jonathan has sacked the fraudulent NNPC boss on Friday. The group managing director of the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNP, Andrew Yakubu, always a Hausa person, Yakubu. Do you know how much this man has made? Under his watch, $48.9 billion went missing. $48.9 billion. It's the type of money when you mention it, you start an earthquake. Allah Majiji Jabia. $48.9 billion. You cannot finish spending it until you die. He was there. Yakubu is his name. Where Yakubu comes from, is there any oil there? The answer is no. There are people in River State in Mbamini saying, oh no, Igbos will dominate us. Is Yakubu an Igbo man? I don't know how we can further educate these people. I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for them. Yakubu is a Hausa man. He's in charge of NNPC. Why is he there? Because the British said they should be there. They should be there. The special advisor to the zoo's president, Ruben Abati, said in a statement that a replacement, Joseph Dauha, was appointed to take over. I thought they would have appointed somebody called Tamuno, but that says no. They can't appoint you. Even your own so-called brother, who is the 10th cousin of Babangida, can never appoint you. But I thought you said Igbos are dominating you. The oil is coming from your land. You have no light. The oil is coming from your land. The land has been polluted. And you are in the USA somewhere or in the Caribbean working as an architect or a doctor or whatever or security guard depending on your profession. And you are saying, I am not a Biafran, I'm a Nigerian. No, you are a nigger. You are from Nigeria. Niger area, that's where you come from. Mad people. The Arakahabu. These are the people who are there. They appointed this Dr. Joseph Dauha, the group managing director, Mr. Anthony Ugonna Mwoneke as the managing director, NPDC, not NNPC, please. People are human and Igbo, rumors and innuendo. You know rumor. An Igbo man has been appointed to NNPC, has been promoted. You know, stupid, foolish people. It is not NNPC. It is NPDC. It's like the second Niger Bridge. It doesn't exist. It's a useless position. Next month they'll sack the idiot. And you start all over again. He has appointed. You know, people that claim they went to school. He has appointed an Igbo man. And so bloody what? The country you're living in is an Igbo man, the president of it. But you're there begging for visa. You're there begging and looking for their children to marry. To get stay. To get papers there. Is the president an Igbo person? I don't know. Sometimes I expect African people to reason. But I forget myself that they cannot reason properly. Jonathan laments suicide bombing in his own personal zoo, where he's the president. Goodluck Jonathan has said that he never imagined that Nigerians could make themselves available to be used as suicide bombers, but has vowed to lead Nigerians to defeat. I don't know how he's going to lead them to defeat Boko Haram. He declared, "I never for once thought that I would in my life fear of Nigerians strapping bombs to themselves and blowing up innocent people." Let us have a very simple discussion about this issue about who is a Nigerian. Where does the boundary of Nigeria begin and where does it end? Who is a Nigerian? You have Hausa, Fulani people in Niger. Are they Nigerians? Because their exact cousins are in Katsina. You have Yoruba in Togo. Yoruba is in Dahomey, Benin Republic. Yoruba is in Ghana. Are you now telling me somehow that what makes them not to be Nigerians? What attributes, what customs, what traditions does a Yoruba person in Badagry not have with a Yoruba who is in Porto-Novo? Can somebody educate me, please? But we are Africans without reason properly. They said there's an outbreak of Ebola virus that is out of control. Of course, you'll be out of control. People don't know what is happening. When the big pharmaceutical companies of the world run out of money, you know what they do? They engineer one virus. They have all these viruses in their fridges. They board the flight and they say they're coming to Africa. They wear their rugged jeans and sandals and they come. As they're leaving the aircraft, they drop something. Most of them are airborne. That is how you get sick. And they start to sell their drugs. World Health Organization will make an announcement. Oh, everybody go and buy these drugs. And their profit and their stocks and shares will be rising up. That is as simple as that. They have everything. The most deadliest form of anthrax, they have it. Every disease, they have it. In their fridge, cultured and waiting for a useless African to give it to. Didn't you know that God punish you comes in different ways? God is dealing with Africa. God is punishing Africa because we are evil. Our hearts are as black as hell. Evil people. Look at Ebola. Where did it come from? The person that caused it, and that is an American. Because we are running about looking for visa. They plant something inside you. Go and ask everybody from Welcome to GlaxoSmithKline Beecham, every big pharmaceutical company, do you have Ebola in your lab or not? Simple question. You will see that they have every deadly form of disease in bacteria and virus waiting for a gullible African. They say, oh, they found Ebola in one river in the Zambezi. But there was no Ebola before the white man came. Is that true or false? But anyway, we Africans, we don't listen properly. This is Radio Biafra. That's our news headlines and a complete news summary. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you once again. And the number to call, because now our lines are open, the number to call is here. It is +1 868 766 2084. We have a caller, I believe, on Skype on Radio Biafra, which is a miracle. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Uchendo Friday. I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, good evening once more from Barcelona. I thank you very much for your efforts, for all what you are doing for Biafran people. I am from Abo.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. You're from Abo. Yes, go ahead. Friday, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. For some reason, he can't hear me. I want him to call back. He said it's from Agbo. I want him to call back. Our line has been playing up for a very long time. This Skype, I don't know what's wrong with it. UHMFO worked on it a little bit. They said it's going to work. I don't know what's going on. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Dear Lord, have mercy. Lord God, have mercy. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead. Yes, good afternoon from here. Your name and where you are, please.
Actually, my name is Chukwu Nonso. I'm calling from Spain, in Barcelona.
Yes, do you have any announcement to make?
Yeah, I made an announcement in the morning, but it happened that the number that we gave out was the wrong number.
Okay, go ahead and correct it, please. Go ahead and correct it. Go ahead.
We want to correct the number. The number we gave for the Biafran office that we gave in the morning was the wrong number, and the new number, the right number is 931-637-242. The number for the Biafran office in Barcelona, 931-637-242. So those who have listened to the broadcast in the morning, this is the right phone number that you can use to get hold of the Biafran embassy in Barcelona. Thank you, Director Mobley, for your help. And good night, sir.
Thank you very much. Good night to you as well. Or should I say good evening from here? This is Radio Biafra. We have another caller on the phone. Can you hear me? If you can, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening. I'm Louis. I'm calling you from Nnewi here in Biafra land.
From Nnewi, please raise your voice for us. The whole world is listening. We are in Trinidad and Tobago, please. Go ahead.
Good evening. I'm not talking to Mr. Director.
Yes, you are, and to the whole world, not just talking to me. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Oh, la la. Mr. Director, please, yeah, this thing has been bothering me for some time now. I just want to let you know.
Go ahead.
In the whole Igbo land, you have vigilantes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Yes, we do. We have vigilantes. Yes, we do.
Yes, we have vigilantes, and this means there are things they have that I think Nigerian government and all these organizations don't have it.
And what is that?
And this thing will be very, very useful to the Afghan government if you can get the leader.
What is it? Is it native doctors?
No. Okay. Native doctors.
Okay.
I believe there are some things they have in them, you know, that Nigerian government and the rest of the securities don't have.
So, can you help us get hold of those things? Is there any way you can help us to get hold of those things that they have, that we are looking for?
I'll try, sir.
Okay. Please try and do that. Try and do that. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from Trinidad and Tobago. People are calling us. They have to call us because this is the radio station. Your name, once again, please, can you hear me? Is that Friday? Are you back with us?
Yes. Hello.
Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Director.
Good afternoon from here.
Yeah, like I told you before, I'm from Abo in Anioma land, in Biafra land.
Are you Igbo? Hold on, let me ask you this question. Do you see yourself as Igbo or not? Friday, can you hear me? Friday, can you hear me?
I have to...
Oh, my dear Lord, he's not listening. Friday, can you hear me? I need you to answer a question. You're from Abo. And Abo is part of Anioma, is that correct? I want to know, do you see yourself as an Igbo person?
Exactly. It's a Neomarite Biafra land.
That's correct. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, those people saying such a thing, I don't know, Director. You don't need to, you know, in every tribe or everywhere, they have saboteurs. Those who are saboteurs, they lack information. They don't know what they are saying. They don't know that you people have established not only Radio Biafra, a University of Biafra, where people are being lectured. I myself personally have learned a lot from Radio Biafra. I have to let them know that they should recall to the Biafran war. The chief of naval staff of Biafran army comes from Abo. Navy Captain Anuku is from Abo. He's a Biafra man, he's a real Biafra. So, Rector, you don't need to listen to them so that they will not upset you because it's lack of information, lack of education. So, they are not representing all Aniomas. They are not representing anybody. In Anioma land, we have a KR for Orie Nkwo, that is Igbo. We are re-Igbo. Yeah. Rector, keep on doing the work that you are doing. We are solidly behind you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And God bless you as well. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We are in Trinidad and Tobago. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. I called before.
Yeah.
I want to re-echo again from the office of the PR of the Multiple in Barcelona, in Spain, to remind our people about our meeting that is to be held tomorrow. Our meeting that will be held tomorrow in our office in Japan Embassy tomorrow evening by 5 p.m. That's the time, the European time. Everybody around Catalonia, around Barcelona, are calling on you to come and participate in the meeting that we'll have tomorrow. And also to inform you about the inauguration of the Japan Embassy on the 10th of August. We are calling all our coordinators here in Spain, wherever you are, whoever you are, in front of Biafra, in Biafra, we need your call on the 10th of August to witness the grand event of the inauguration of our embassy here in Spain. We are calling you to come and participate. Come on, come on. Honorable Kari Bia, Director, you have a good night, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody. You have something to say, please? Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, good day everybody, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day anywhere you are. My name is Kennedy Nalekwachi. I'm from Imo State, Nimbitolo local government area, Ogwa. I want to ask a question that has been bothering me since, because when you also comes to Biafra land, when he also comes to Biafra land, it have other people, other tribes that is not Igbos, and they believe that
there is no. Oh, you know, in Nigeria you're talking about?
I come in.
Or in Biafra land?
Yes, on Biafra land.
There is no other tribe that is not there. You all have our clans. We must get this fact straight. Okay. We have one tribe, and that is Igbo, covering everybody. Okay. What you then have are clans.
Okay.
Very, very important. We don't have different tribes. I must make that very clear. Go ahead.
Okay. What we have is clans, as you said it is. Some of them see the name Biafra as Igbo name. And that is why, because in the mention of the definition of the name of Biafra, it helps something to do with the something of the states of the Igbo people. The I may represent Igbo in Biafra. And that is why, to me, when the Hausa came, they used the diplomatic war and deceived them and said, see, this name is for Igbo people. That
which name is for Igbo people? I don't understand.
I mean the name Biafra.
Why should the Igbo, the Hausa people not tell them that the man that gave us the Igbo name is Chief Frank Opigo, who is the Okreka Grammar School principal? He is an Igbo man. Don't they know that? Can't they read? Can't they read? The word Biafra came from an Igbo person, not from a Igbo man, from a Igbo, because he's a learned man. He went to school. He knew that Biafrans, we are the original, is the original name that we had. He asked Ojukwu to go back and Ojukwu accepted. How can B-I in it be for Igbo? I don't understand it. Okay. Please go ahead.
Okay, but the question I asked, because I don't know, but I'm happen to come from... let me cut it this way. I spent all my childhood in Port Harcourt, where I mixed up with many other smaller clans from the eastern and southern Nigeria. I heard them speak, and I found out something. During the war, the British people or the Nigerian people fought a psychological war. A psychological war, this is what I mean. What you call a dog is what the dog will answer when it grow. A psychological warfare is to plant things inside people and make them believe that this thing is true. And if they have a small fact, they believe that this thing you're telling them is true. So let me ask a question. Is there any other name or any way that could associate it to other little clans in the eastern and southern Nigeria to make them believe that this race is not for all Igbo people, it is for all the better of the eastern and southern side of Nigeria? Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are not going to change our name. Our name is Biafra. No fought under that name and died. 3.5 million people dead. We are not going to change our name. We will not change our flag. The only difference with our flag is that rather than rising all the time, we will be a full sun upon independence. As simple as that. We will be a full risen sun. No more rising. We will be fully risen.
Okay, so I'm happy with the answer. But
my brother, when you go and see people, you grew up in River State, in Port Harcourt.
Yes.
When you see people talk rubbish about, you know, our people are not well educated. When you see somebody who is not enlightened talk about Biafra, you try and educate them. You tell them, give them homework. You know, when your children go to the gym, homework. Ask them to go and find out who brought the name Biafra. And I used to dine with the son in London, Frank Opigo. The son is in London. We lived together. And he is from a job. And he will tell you that he is more Biafran than I am. So most people, because as Hausa people, we are coming. They are impregnating women. Don't you know that? Don't you know? No one back to women as they are coming. So what are you doing now? They are asking Okechukwu in Lagos, saying they are from Abo. Or they are from Anioma. Anioma. Not Anioma Igbo. Because Abo, Anioma, Hetero-Gobo, they are behaving like their fathers from the north. The Hausa, Hausa soldiers. To remember, useless people. Who says that Biafra is only Igbo people? When the world Biafra did not come from an Igbo person, so many German. Okay. We must get our facts straight.
Okay, the fact is this now. Like the time I grew up in Port Harcourt, I was happened to meet some elders in Port Harcourt, and they always tell me this. Some older men, he said, let me speak it in Igbo language because they also speak Igbos, even if they're denying that they are not Igbo. Say that Biafra, as a Biafra, Meriroga, and Igbo Ayebu. You understand? They speak it in their dialect. If we win, we could have overshadowed them. So I'm asking, is there any propaganda move that will make...
No, we don't believe in propaganda. You know, again, this is the, you know, the bad thing with English language and black people from Africa. Propaganda is that from the word to propagate, which is to spread. But we latched onto it as to mean the dark arts of dissemination of information, which is not correct. We confront propaganda with truth. The Yorubas, we are feeding them that garbage. The British taught them that. The British set up what was called the Minority Commission. The British did not set up Minority Commission in the North. They only set up Minority Commission in Biafra land because divided people are easier to control. Simple. That is how they won the war. By defeating Yoruba, Yoruba continuing from where the British stopped. To say, oh no, these are Igbo people. They will dominate you. And the idiots, they brought it into their useless skulls. Today, who is in River State today killing them? Boko Haram, is that correct? Who is the one today looking to kill Asare Dokobo? Is it not Buhari? Is that correct? So let them die in their ignorance and stupidity. We are not here to condone it. Fact is fact.
Yeah, the thing I'm trying to ask is this. If we could also plant the same seed inside them, the new seed, I think it would be better for we be our friends. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We plant the seed of truth. That's all we can do. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Director,
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, my director, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, I'm Marcel. I'm calling from Cotonou. I'm from Biafra land, from Umudiom, in the local government.
Yes, go ahead,
my
please.
My director, please, I want to tell you something. Please.
Yes, go ahead.
Please, stop calling about... The government is a Muslim. And he has school in Cotonou here. Please don't call into their name. These people are not part of Biafran. Please,
I'm calling his name because Buhari, his fellow Muslim, is looking for him to kill him. Buhari wants to kill
Muslim,
him. Hello? No, we've lost him. I don't know. Too many calls today coming in. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, my name is Obina. I'm from Bonny State and it's a local government. I am in a dangerous state now in this year.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to make some comments. You know, those that are learning that they are not Biafra, they thought that the Biafra is a failure. That is the reason why that many are learning. Even the so-called Igbo, that the only other tribe think that is only Igbo that are Biafra. The so-called Igbo, so there are some Igbo in the zoo now that we go tell them about the issue of the Biafra. They even know if they have God, they will talk to it and make sure they saw the person. In the zoo, Igbo told that other people think that they only the Biafra. They thought that the Biafra is a failure, but by God's grace, the Biafra will not be a failure, but that is our goal.
Yes,
I call in the morning, I say that in the area of the, where we are evangelized, but I think that 2 days ago, there's some people that are trying to fight me, said, well, I'm trying to tell them the of Biafra. But thank God, as God may have it, here in Benue State, we don't have a meeting like that, but I always love to come. Hello, Director. Are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear. Please go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. So, we're here in Benue State. We don't have the meeting, but I always listen to the radio Biafra. Since I have come across the radio Biafra, I don't listen to any other news. I don't watch any other movie. This has been my favorite. Because everything that you people say there is true. It's exactly nothing. Exactly the truth. Even what is happening in the Director, what I'm saying is that only God that we sent and the entire Biafra, as many that are fighting for the freedom of God, will not let you people down. I will not let the entire Biafra down. That those that are learning for the Biafra, the time comes, all of them will be lost to come and bless Biafra. All of them, you see, they will be learning to say, yes, I'm a Biafra, I'm a Biafra. That is just the point that I want to make.
Ise, thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody else here have something to say? If you have something to say, you can say so. If you have something to say, you please go ahead and say it. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Director. Good evening for Biafrans in all over the world. My name is Chika Eke. I'm calling from Kassel, Germany. I'm from Obibiezena in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Obibiezena in Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Chika, go ahead.
My beloved Director and beloved Biafrans, I just want to make 2 comparisons very short. You know, these our brothers who lives within the riverine area. Sometimes we should not blame them much. They undergo psychological torture. They undergo psychological manipulation. It is not only them that it has occurred to. It occurred, this is one of the aftermath of the war. Those who came to divide us with reasons. It happened also to Germany. As big as Germany, as developed as Germany, when Adolf Hitler lost the war, Germany was divided into 2. They have East Germany, they have West Germany. Can anybody believe that East Germany, where the current chancellor is coming from, some years back, prepare a nuclear bomb to use against their own flesh and blood, West Germany? Prepare if their biggest enemy was West Germany. Because of what? Because there was a foreign culture manipulating them. Some of them say they are not Germans. They are Russians. So when Germany finally got somebody from München who said this is not normal, he started lobbying Germans were emerged together as brothers once again. Everybody forget about the past. Those are our brothers, a lot of things happen to them. Because if some people who has people close to what happened in Eche, what happened in Kwere, immediately after the Biafran War, as the war was about to close, those families who stood up and fought side by side with Ojukwu, they cannot tell you what they suffered.
Well, the most of them were executed secretly. Nobody reported about it. And
have we lost you? That is one of the most intelligent contributions I've ever had, because I like when people debate or contribute. They do so with facts and with reasons. I like that very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We have lost Chikeke, who joined us all the way from Germany. We are continuing to do our work. And this is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? They cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yo, good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening. My name is Chike Chukwu Amako. I'm calling from Germany. Düsseldorf, Germany.
From Düsseldorf. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I greet you. And I pray that the Almighty God will continue to bless you and protect your family.
You say?
Concerning our Niger Delta people, Director, you don't have to worry so much about what you can hear, you see. Oh, look, you can hear also, what also? The Northerners don't know who is Niger Delta. They don't know who is Igbo. They believe that all the Easterners are the same blood. That's why they are treating us openly. When it comes, they will know. Now they have penetrated inside the Biafran land. The type of ammunition, the type of ammunition they installed in Biafran land, nobody knows. When it will start, they will start killing us in the north and killing us in the east. Those policemen and the army people that believe that we protect them, all of them wear out their uniform and hide inside their beds and start running for their life. Right now we are waiting to see what is going to happen in 2015. That's one apart. Then, Director, I would like to use this opportunity to call all the indigenous people of Biafra living in Northern West far that tomorrow we are not going to have our meeting in Düsseldorf. We are going to have our meeting in Dortmund. And Dortmund at 5 o'clock p.m. this Friday. The venue of the meeting is coming back number 2. First code 441. 37. We are inviting everybody to come and join us in Dortmund, because we are trying to establish a very formidable branch in Dortmund. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. Can you are not very serious, are you? Can you hear me? Amazing. Amazing. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Trinidad and Tobago, and we have some new additions in the house, I would say. That is our lovely baby. Is that correct? That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Please give her the microphone to introduce herself in the normal, usual Radio Biafra fashion. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Nkechi Obianyahu in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm from Himembano in Imo State. We are happy to have Director here, and the broadcast has been going on for long. We thank God that he has come here, and I hope he has been able to talk to the people in Trinidad to make up their minds to join the struggle. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, wonderful lady you are. Thank you very much, with a very beautiful baby. We are glad to be here to see you and to also see this very wonderful baby that every Biafran was talking about for some time. We have a caller on the phone before we go over there. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please raise your voice for us, your name and where you are. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, director, my name is Shukuma Andrew Paul.
Yes, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Japan.
From Japan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Ohabo, Oru West Local Government, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You must be. Yeah. Director, I really want to thank you so much about the job you are doing for the people of Biafra. Actually, today is my first time to call you. For the past 3 months, I've been following Radio Biafra News. Ever since the time I get in touch with this line, honestly, my life has changed a lot. A lot of things that I don't know about us, I have known all these things through the report from the Radio Biafra. And I really want to thank you so much. Even your Deputy Uchemefo, the Honorable Barrister, honestly, you have really encouraged me to believe that we will finally get Biafra.
Yes, sir.
I want to be a part of whatever that we are doing. Because ever since I start monitoring the whole thing, I feel like I have to be in support the little I can, because I believe that I'm a Biafran and I believe in Biafran restoration. I believe in our freedom. The other time you was in the U.S., I watched the whole program. I was so glad. And I want to encourage all Biafrans around the world, anywhere we are, to support what we are doing. And also, I want to advise you to tell you that what you are doing, people are listening to you. And even those people that maybe people will think that they are not in support, I think they are in support. Many people, maybe they are watching, some people are doubting whether can this be true. But I think when the time comes, they will not hesitate. Even those people that are saying whether they are Biafran or not, they are not Biafran. I think everybody who is a Biafran knows that he's a Biafran. Please, Director, keep doing what you are doing. God will continue to strengthen you. We are in support. God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much. As a caller from Japan, this is Radio Biafra. We have somebody else here as well. And in the time-honored fashion of Radio Biafra, they must tell us who they are. Please go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, Biafrans from all over the world. My name is Uzochi Anemene. Well, I'm from Umuahia, married to Anambra. I'm over in Anambra State, Biafra land. Welcome all of you to Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome our dear director, and we hope he will come back to Trinidad in no time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's the lady who has been cooking what I've been eating. I am honored to be here. She's my sister. I say, you know, before when a lady says she's from somewhere, I will ask her, where is your husband from? That's where you come from. But I have to be a bit partial because she's my sister. She's from Omuahia. I must say it. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do this very work. I'm delighted. And she's a medical doctor. And our sister Nkechi as well is a medical doctor as well. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, we are surrounded by doctors here. Very, very wonderful. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good evening, please. Your name and where you are. Can you raise your voice for us a bit?
My name is
I can't hear you well at all. What is your name again? I can't hear you well. No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There are too many calls coming in. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they can't. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are. We're getting too many calls.
Hello, are you talking to the director?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are, if you may. Yes.
My name is Michael Chijoke. I'm from Ames, in Anambra, Biafra land. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
From Vienna in Austria. Please go ahead.
Yes, director, I want to use the opportunity to thank you. You know, we are just I'm just coming back from our meeting in Vienna. Indigenous people of Biafra in Vienna. I'm just coming late, but I was wishing to call you since you left Vienna. I just want to thank you and director, I listened to your interview. I'm sure director, I'm so proud of you. I have made a comment there. You know, I said that since I was born, you know, in the history of zoo, I never see a president or anybody making an interview, answering every question. You know, you go, there was a time, what was his name? That was Obasanjo. Asking questions, he starts abusing you, doing every other thing. But see, our director, answering every question as it's asked. So, director, I'm very proud of you. Maybe you can remember the person who is talking to you, the man that made an oath before the altar of Radio Biafra.
That is correct.
That he will try all his possible best to make indigenous people of Biafra in Vienna formidable, more formidable.
That is correct.
And the person that took you, to the television station.
Yes.
Our director, yes. I'm very glad. I'm very happy for you, and we are praying for you, and we are trying all our possible best in Austria to make indigenous people of Biafra more formidable. Thank you, our director.
Thank you very much. And you too. I left those of you in Vienna, in Austria, in very good health. And I'm very, very glad to also hear that is continuing. We have this caller on the line as well. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you very well. Please speak up. I can hear you.
Indigenous people of academic session, we are highly appreciative of work. We have been here following you on Radio Biafra. We really appreciate your work.
No, your line is very bad, my dear brother. You may have to call us back. Does anybody here have anything else to say? Do you have something to say? If you have something to say, please try and say it. Any questions you have, you're free to ask us. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct. This is our PM version to the whole world from the beautiful island of Trinidad and Tobago. Here is its capital, Port of Spain. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, all indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. My name's Comrade Ejindu Chukwu Kalu. I am from Abreba in Hafia local government, Abia State in Biafra land. I just want to use this opportunity to once again thank our director for bringing this good news, this gospel of Biafra into the island of Trinidad and Tobago. We've been waiting and we have the privilege to have him in our midst. And I just want to say that his presence here will go a long way to unite all our people here in Trinidad and Tobago. Because in this place, most of the people are doctors, and we are living in a community whereby some people now, if you are not in a high, in a certain rank or hierarchy, you do not belong. because we've seen Nigerian meetings, we have seen Igbo meetings, and none of these things are lasted, and because of the tussle of power. So, but Biafra is a different thing. So this is our country, this is our home, this is where we have our passion. So I believe and hope that your presence in this place will go a long way to unite all our people, no matter who you are, no matter age, no matter your profession, that we all will unite together. There are people now in this place, though you are living abroad, does not mean that you have it all. There are people who are living abroad and they are suffering. So as you said, money is not everything. We used to say, so there are people now who are willing to stand up, to come out, to fight for this struggle. But most of them, they do not have. So I just want to say that your presence will go a long way to make our people, no matter who you are, that you can come together. They will be able to unite and make Children Tobago a formidable for the Biafrans. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Well spoken, well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. As we said, we are live and direct from Trinidad and Tobago, broadcasting to the whole world. Although we started a bit late, I mustn't fail to reiterate our apologies for our late start today. We said to ourselves that we must ensure that we broadcast today, and that is exactly what we have done, because we are ceaseless, we are relentless. The work we are doing is noble. The work we are doing is disseminating this very gospel as determined by Chukwu Abiama himself. We are going on relentlessly to do what is right, both before man and before God. And in so doing, we must take you back to some of our headlines we were reporting on earlier. We said, the question I'm asking is that, who are the people that came down? We know, of course, it's Boko Haram. But who sent them to come down to Ebema in River State to kill 15 people? They came there shooting indiscriminately from 9 p.m. on Wednesday to the early hours of Thursday, killing as many people as possible. How come that was made possible, and by whom? We have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me. The line is not very clear. You cannot hear me at all, because this is a kind of a quasi town hall meeting. I would like those of you here to tell us. There is a lot of professional community here, as our brother said. Most of you are doctors. Most of you are doing exceedingly well over here. What are we going to do to ensure that more doctors even come up? Because it seems to me that we have more Biafran doctors here than we have in the entire Biafra land. That is a fact. You know, we speak the truth here. Regardless, we know that most of you are funding my trip here for me to come down here. I know that. But there are more doctors here than we have where we come from. Now, what is stopping the other doctors? Well, I have seen a few doctors, yes. What is stopping the other doctors from coming out? Is there anything we can do to ensure that they come out? Let's take this call and then we'll go to that very question. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you very well. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Daniel Chukuno. So I'm calling from Malaysia. Good morning, Director.
And good evening from here in Trinidad and Tobago. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. Actually, I have listened to everything you are saying, and what Brother Uche Mofo posted on Facebook. So having listened to the post he posted on Facebook and everything, or the video, Director, I must tell you that I was really, really shocked. And as a matter of fact, that there is a saying in our Igbo land, we say that if a child is grown up and he knows one person as his father, so that person you know as your father, in a particular time when you grow up and another person from another area tells you that this person is no longer your father, the person you know as your father is no longer your father, as a man, that person needs to go and look for his real father. So in essence is this, all the whole Igbos, all the Biafrans all over the world, you have been told that Nigeria is not your country. go and look for your own country so that you can reclaim what is due for you. I'm calling everybody because looking at the Islamic agenda and the Abuja Declaration in 1989, I've been reading it, I've been searching for all this information and many things that are still yet unrevealed for us. Director, I must tell you, I want you to write my name down. I want to give you my phone number, everything. When they started, please inform me. I will come immediately for the support.
I will do so.
So that is why I'm calling you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. And I will have your pledge in mind. And be rest assured that I will call upon you when the time comes to come and serve your country in the best way that you know how. For those of you listening, those of you joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from the port of Spain here in Trinidad and Tobago on this very day, the second day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now, if I'm not mistaken, is approximately 5 p.m. in the evening. And we continue to welcome you wherever you are. We want to know, I want to know all the time people ask me questions. It's now my turn to ask questions here. How come all the doctors, are they all on call? Is that why I have not seen as many of them as possible?
Well, Director, to be very honest with you, it's just like what you always say. Not just calling yourself a Biafran by word of mouth that matters. It's your action, which supposed to speak louder than voice. In our own case, it's a very special one. Most of our professionals in this country are predominantly in the health as well as academic. We have a lot of professors.
So this is high-grade professionals. We're not talking about ordinary migrants. These are high-quality, high-grade professionals. Is that correct?
You're correct. And our problem is, you know, our people always have this belief that they are well-educated. But then, you agree with me that common sense is not all that common. And that is one of the basic things we require to remind ourselves where we're coming from in terms of we are real Biafrans that should heed to this clarion call to come and defend our identity, to come and ensure that our dignity is restored. We pray, we look forward to a good day where all of them will heed to our call. That is what we are doing, and that's the essence of bringing you, so that the glory will come and magnet them. You know, there's this sanctification we need to do, which this, your coming, is part of it. It's initializing it. It's, you know, galvanizing it into real action. And that's why we keep on saying thank you to you. We can't thank you enough, Director. We know you are pointed to a point, and that is to bring this message to us, to bring the gospel to people who have not yielded to the source of light, and we pray that in no due time they will come back to where they belong. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you, well spoken. And I accept that. Does anybody else have anything to offer? Please, you do so. But please, before you continue, we have a caller on the phone. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director. Good morning from India.
You're calling us from India, and I say good evening to you also from here in Trinidad and Tobago. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Obunna Emekamwanye. I'm calling from India. I'm from Enugu State in Anambra local government, village name of Obanti Kisagli.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I thank you. I thank the indigenous people of the Biafrans in the village. Those that are hosting you, I'm very, very very, very glad to them, because I know they are taking very, very good care of our Director. So I'm very, very appreciative for all they are doing to you to keep our Director sound and take very good care of. So Director, without wasting much time, I'm only just want to announce the meeting that you're about to have today. I think it's Sunday already. We already Sunday here. So by 5:30, from 5:30 p.m. in the evening. So we are having our meeting in Mumbai precisely, at Malad West, Maloney Church, at our Zenor Coordinator, our National Coordinator. Our National Coordinator is in Delhi, Peter Mosu. So he's a Zenor Coordinator. His name is Anthony. So we are having the meeting in his place at Maloney, at Malad. So if anybody in my mobile here, Bombay, in there is listening to me this time, please try to show if you are a newcomer, you are highly welcome. If you are an old comer, if you are an old member, honestly, you know this already. So I'm giving the number of my zona coordinator here, Anthony. I'm giving his number for the benefit of the newcomers. So his number is 9930212869. I repeat, 9930212869. In case you can also reach me and the provost of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Mumbai Zone. So my number is 9987215124. 9987215124. That is my name. That is my number, sorry. My name is Obona. And everybody knows me as Brightman in case. So this is the number in case if you wish to come. Thank you, Director, for your good work. Keep on keeping it, as our deputy director always said. Thank you very much for all your good work. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from everywhere, as we expect them to, because we are here to serve the public and to serve the entirety of Biafran families all over the world. Please, somebody wanted to have a rejoinder, if I can say so. Is that correct? Yeah. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good day, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Kennedy Nalekwachi. I'm from Mbitolu Local Government in Imo State. In addition to what our brother here said, to unite our fellow Biafrans, when you watch out, you will see that Nigeria have nothing. The old Nigeria have nothing for the Igbo peoples. You understand? And when you go outside the countries, you will see it. I was in Libya in early 2000, and when Gaddafi asked a question, he said, "Why is it the only Christian Nigeria is in Libya? Where are the Muslim Nigeria? And where are the other parts of Nigeria?" And the question we gave him then, the Nigerian people there, is that this, they have nothing for the Igbos. We have to make up things for ourselves. We have to go outside the countries. And the result is pump and clear. Anywhere you go as in the world, you see Nigerians. Who are these Nigerians you are seeing? These are Igbo peoples. And when you watch it, it's open for you and for everybody that sometimes I used to be ashamed sometimes when I go somewhere, and sometimes even in the cells, in the prisons, you see our people suffering. The question is this now. We have to go back and take it by force. They said the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence took it by force. This is not all about talking. This is not all about calling on the phone. This is, what are you going to do for Biafran? What are you going to do for this great republic to stand? I had our brother call from India. He's trying to set up an organization. I had also our brother call from Austria. He's trying to set up an organization. That is a good contribution to me. And we here, we're trying to set up something, to gather ourselves together. Because when we come together, I believe we can make something. We can create, we could make a scene and support the movement. You could help any way you can, anywhere, any part you are in the world, to help this, and pray for our coordinator, Mr. Kanu, to continue the good work he's doing. I thank you all, anywhere you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller, I presume, who is through to us on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? We have a caller on Viber, but the connection is not very, very strong. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you on this very day. I don't know, for some reason, our, what's it called? The Skype is not performing to its optimum, is not behaving the way we expect it to. And did you manage to get in? No, it didn't work. I don't know what could be happening. I don't know what type of game that Skype itself is playing with us. We pay them, as a matter of fact. We are the only, I can't say the only people. But the calls that we make and receive, not that we make, the volume of calls we take on Skype, we have paid them. We keep paying them. Maybe they want us to up the amount of money we we normally give to them. I don't know. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Demeka. I'm calling from Benin Republic.
Yes, go ahead. Did you call us this morning? Did you call us earlier today? Did you call us during the AM broadcast this morning?
No, I did not call.
Oh, please go ahead.
I have been calling to look for a coordinator in the Republic, but I have not seen anything.
You have been calling to seek for a coordinator in Benin Republic. You have not seen or heard from anybody. I am rather surprised. I would like to check. If you can bear with me 1 second, I need to check to see if we can get this very contact number for you, because we know that our sister is there. She was doing a lot of work, and I don't know if the husband was supporting her at all through it or not. We have somebody there. His name is James Emeka. Do you have a pen and paper with you?
Yeah.
Do you have a pen and paper? I can have a number to give to you. The number, which is the code there, I think it's +229. I don't know. Is it +229? Is that the code, national code for Benin Republic? +229. The number is 674.
Yeah. 50. Yes. 444. 444.
Call that number and see what will come out of it. You know, the reason why we don't give our numbers out is because Rochas Okorocha's men are also waiting. Anytime we give a number out on air, Rochas Okorocha's men in APC Boko Haram, they also answer to Biafrans. They will be running around picking up the person's number and calling that very person. That is what they do, because they cannot preach enough for people to listen to them, because nobody listens to them. They're a joke and a disgrace to broadcasting. That is why anytime we put out a number live on air, they try to copy that and try to get an inroad through that very means. And woe betide anybody who is weak enough. I liken such people to Judas. Even Yeshua assembled the 12 disciples. He knew that one will betray, and said, woe betide that very person that will allow evil to go into him or into her. The same thing is happening even amongst the Biafran family. And thank you very much for that. If you call that very number, you will be a part of us. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you. I don't know, does anybody else here have something to say? If you have something to say, then you must go ahead and say it. Let us try and see if we can take this call. The caller on Viber, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? My goodness me, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I don't know if anybody else here has anything to say, because what I keep wondering about is there anything we can do to get more of our people out here to attend Biafra meetings, to be interested in what we are doing? What are we going to do about it? Is there any magic wand? Are they going to these Pentecostal churches? Do they even have their own Pentecostal churches? How do we correct all these anomalies? How do we get them to focus on home? How do we get them? There is an insult and a disgrace that somebody from Biafra land is cramming into this very tiny island trying to make a living. Is there any way we can do that?
Director, once again, my name is Comrade Ejindo Chukukalo. I believe so much it is possible for us to gather our people here. If Ibomiti can gather as much as possible and the Nigerian community can gather as much as possible, though it did not function effectively, So I believe we can as well do so. Before I say something on that, I just want to use this opportunity to thank our our coordinator of Trinidad Tobago chapter in the person of Mr. Ananimerem Leo. Honestly, he has been doing wonderful work. He has been working tirelessly to ensure that this thing has come to pass. It's not easy. But I know, one thing I know is that this is not a one-man squad. This, our people say that a tree cannot make a forest. So there is a way, I believe, that we can do it. So to bring our people together here, especially those who are professionals, I think it might not work very effectively if we allow those who are not, who is a security officer, to go to a doctor and begin to talk about Biafra. But I believe the doctors can equally approach the doctors. We have few doctors who are here. We have those who came yesterday, and there are some I have seen in the meeting. So they can as well evangelize and tell those other doctors, this is where it is happening. This is not only about the struggle of bringing Biafra to being, because that's one of the questions they ask when you preach. But when you try to bring them to come and become the a part of the family of Biafra in Trinidad and Tobago, that will go a long way to bring them before the struggle, because of what have happened in the previous times with Wazurike and others who have come who have come in the name of Biafra. So most people, some people are not willing to join. But when you try to bring it this way, that they have to become the part of the Biafra in Trinidad, the family, so that we know ourselves, we'll be able to put hands together. Because if somebody die here, the Nigerian government is not even willing enough to do anything for you. If somebody is locked up somewhere, the Nigerian government is not even willing to do anything. So, but as a family, as a Biafra family, it will go a long way to help our people, especially those who are on the grassroots. That will help go a long way to help them. So let the doctors go and preach to those doctors. Those who are security officers, we encourage them to go and preach to security officers. And the right another thing is that we are Igbo people. We are Biafrans, and we have knowledge from God, and we have wisdom. Sometimes now we abuse the wisdom. You see, our people, one thing they do is that when you're bringing them together and you put money in front, I tell you, they will not come. You see, they will not come. But you have to preach. You have to preach to them. Let them be blessed with your ministry. Then they can willingly give offering. That is how they willingly give. But when you come to a church, you tell them, although they are coming for the first time, you tell them, bring this. They will not come to that church next day. But when they come, you bless them. You try to preach to them the good news of Biafra. Remind them that the people who died could have been your sister, your uncle. Those were 3 million of people that died. You see, so now this is the opportunity they have, you know, to be part of the good work that have started. I tell you, they will buy in the idea, and they will now willingly give. So as I said in conclusion, let the doctors please do us more, even if it's 2 or 3, let them go and talk to their colleagues. And let the security officers, let the businessmen talk to them and let them come. And when they come now, let us minister to them the good news of Biafra. Then they will be able to willingly bring out the offering and support the struggle. Thank you.
Well spoken again. Thank you very, very much for that. All we need to do here is for people to speak to their colleagues. It doesn't necessarily have to be Biafrans, please. We're making it very, very important. You can speak to people who are non-Biafrans to attend Biafra meetings. You can speak to those who are around you, your neighbors. Get them interested in Biafra. That is how we are going to make this thing work. We have a caller on the line. I believe you're on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. They are not paying attention, which is rather very, very sad. This is Radio Biafra. Very shortly, we shall be bringing this to a very beautiful conclusion. But before then, let us take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I can hear the static. They can't hear me. Can you hear me? Please turn your system down if you can. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Samantha. I'm calling.
Yes, my name is... Hello, are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Mentor Okata.
And where are you calling from, Mentor? That was Amaka before Amaka's line dropped. Yes, Mentor, where are you calling from? Mentor, can you hear me? Where are you calling from? I don't know what is going on. I can't understand exactly what is going on. He has gone on hold. He has gone on hold. Maybe that is a cue for us to bring the program to an end. I don't know how long have you been on air for. For over 2 hours, I believe. Normally our program is for about 3 hours, but we have been on air now for about 2 hours or thereabout. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you. Mentor, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm calling from Osun Local Government, Imo State.
Okay, please go ahead. You are in the village, are you?
A land of Biafra, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, please, go ahead.
Please, I really want to appreciate you for bringing, setting up this kind of medium whereby we, the sons and daughters of Biafra, will come together and air our views and let the whole world know what is really going on in our land. We have suffered enough in that country called Nigeria, and in this country called Nigeria, and we wouldn't want it to continue. But I want to make one point clear. It is better we make our leaders, the governors and the ministers, we try to know their feelings. Let them come together. Let us hear what they have to say. Some people call Rocha Sokorocha a Boko Haram man. I don't want that. That shouldn't be the cause of this our conversation. Rocha Sokorocha is trying his own best. I can tell you, because I'm on ground, I can tell you without missing words that he is in support of what we are doing, but somebody that is in government cannot come out and say it openly. We know what is happening. It is only in Imo State that they have not arrested any Biafra man or woman since Rocha Sokorocha came in. During Udenwa, they arrested in Onitsha, they did the same thing. But Rocha Sokorocha has been trying his best. My coordinator, please, I so muchly love the program, but because of time and other things, to let other people contribute to. Please, let us try and know the kind of thing we say, so that it will not affect the struggle.
No, before you go, please, you said we should mind what we say, not to affect the struggle. What do you mean by that?
Yes, what I'm saying is this. Some people might hijack this as a political propaganda way of tarnishing the image of others. That is what I'm saying.
Is it like, are you a supporter of Rocha Sokorocha?
What I'm saying, I'm in full support of Biafra.
No, you're entitled to that. I will ask you again. Are you a supporter of Rocha Sokorocha? You, yes or no?
He's my governor, yes.
You support Rocha Sokorocha? Do you know him very well?
I support him. He's
I'm coming. Yes, before I you support him. Somebody, you know him very well. Have you been to Imo State Government House recently?
Yes.
Is there any mosque there or not?
My coordinator, yes.
Will ask you again. I will ask you again.
Yes.
Have you been to Kano before, Sokoto?
Yes.
Have you been to the government house in Sokoto?
No, I've not been to the
house. If you go there, do you think there is a church in Sokoto Governor's Lodge?
There won't be any of such, I know.
Why are you then in support of somebody bringing Islam into our land? Are you Muslim?
I'm not a Muslim, I'm a Christian.
Do you want Muslim to come into our land?
We are not taking this
do
based
you,
on religion.
No, I'm coming. I asked you now, if you go to Sokoto State, do you think you will find a Christian church in Governor's Lodge? And you said no. So I'm asking you, is there any mosque in Imo State, Governor's House? And he said yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Who built the mosque? Who built the mosque?
Go on, it's the governor.
Who is the governor? What's the governor's name?
That shouldn't brand him a Boko
No, I'm come. Don't worry, don't worry. We are coming. We are taking step by step. What is the governor's name that built a mosque, a government house in Owerri?
It's not an Imo State government house.
I'm coming.
The mosque we are talking about now.
Hold on.
It's not.
I'm coming. Okay. Let us say that it's in Okigwe. Who built that mosque?
We have mosques before.
I'm coming. Who built the mosque? Please don't lie to me.
That is what I'm saying. Before Udenwa came in, there is a mosque.
Where?
Within Douglas House. After the SSS. Mm-hmm. After the SSS. There is a big mosque there. Before Udenwa even came in.
My dear brother, I will ask you. I asked you before, have you been to government house? It seems you have not been to the governor's house in Owerri, then, if that is the case. I take it you haven't been there.
I'm telling you direct. I'm very close to... What I'm saying now is not what... I'm very close. That is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm very close.
If you are very close, hang on.
Every day, hang on a second. And the evening.
Hang on a second. Do you know that Imo State hospitals are in the hands of one Dr. Shuaibu of Kaduna? Are you aware of that?
I'm aware.
Do you think it's a good thing to do to hand over our hospitals to a Hausa man?
That is where we have the problem now. It is not the good
thing. So we have.
Okay. Let me take it from the political angle of it now. Rochas has, we know he has intention, president of Nigeria. But he's trying to do all these things in the benefit of Biafran. Remember when they started the bombing? Rochas was the first governor that sent in Boss, Lazarus Boss, to Jos, to Kaduna, to Maiduguri, to bring back our people. Rochas was the first person that did it before Ohanaeze Ndigbo now came in. Rochas was the first person that did it. He himself went to this state I'm talking about now, even Maiduguri. Rochas went there and told them to stop killing his people. The video is still available. I think channels can provide that plate. Please, I know what I'm saying. He has the intention of we at hand. He has a freedom square where the Biafrans have come to protest. Nobody stopped them in Imo State. In Imo State, if you come and you see the flags of Biafrans everywhere, both in the poll, even in my local government now, I'm telling you without fear of anything. If you come to our polls now, there is Biafran flag everywhere. We hold our Biafran meeting everywhere. Even the Biafran... Hello, are you hearing me?
We are listening. I'm listening attentively. You know, I hate the interrupting people. I'm a very good listener. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
I'm telling you now, directly, because I know the struggle we are fighting now. Even the Biafran, purported Biafran passport now. I have a copy of my uncle, the one of my uncle, because they are in the higher hierarchy there. The money, some of all those things, we attend the meetings. Rochas don't frighten us. He doesn't send police or security against us.
Now, my dear brother, there's something you need to understand. There is something called leading lamb to the slaughter, to lead lamb to the slaughter. I asked you a question here and you responded to me. You said that is the problem and then you skipped it and you go and try to justify why you could. I'm not against you supporting anybody. You have the democratic right to support anybody you wish to support. But one thing I'm making very clear to you, which you may not have understood, is that Rocha Sokorocha is Islam. And nobody that will bring us Islam will remain in our land. It is impossible. You're saying it's a political move. What political move? Is Rocha Sokorocha more intelligent than Nnamdi Azikiwe? Is Rocha Sokorocha more intelligent than Dr. Emma Opara? Is Rocha Sokorocha more intelligent than Ekweme? I equate him to Ojo Zokalo, the same people. Their brains are empty. They do buying and selling. That is what they do. They have nothing upstairs. If you want to fight for the freedom of your people, you remain consistent. If you are sending, from what you said, if you're sending a boss to Kaduna to Jos to go and bring back our people, that means you no longer believe in the viability of Nigeria. That's the meaning of it. If you are sending bosses to go and bring back people you claim are Nigerians, from one part of the zoo to another, because you feel their life. That means that you yourself don't believe in one Nigeria. Therefore, the question is, why are you fighting for the presidency of the place you don't want your people to be in? Simple question. Can you answer me? I don't think you can. I don't think you can. That is what we do on Radio Biafra. Simple questions, not very difficult. If you believe in one Nigeria, if you believe that Nigeria, the zoo itself, is rescuable, why are you sending buses to bring back your people to Imo State? Then you go back to Jos to campaign to be the president of Nigeria. Doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't at all. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do this very work. We have another caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
What is your name and where are you calling us from?
I'm still mentor.
Yes, please. Yes, go ahead. Please conclude for us. Go ahead.
Yes, we are not saying because he believes in one Nigeria and he should allow his people to die.
But it's the logic of it. If you are sending buses to bring your people back, it's because you know that the lives of your people are in danger. Now, why are you bringing Igbo people back from Jos? Then you go back to Jos to campaign as an Igbo person asking for the presidency of the zoo.
My brother, we all know where all it started. Nnamdi Azikiwe fight for one Nigeria. Nnamdi Azikiwe fight for one Nigeria. So this is not the time we call on a particular governor. We need the support of this governor now.
Yes.
To make our voice be heard in the world. And I thank you and I thank every other people that have been making sure that they have meetings in one country or the other where they are. I thank everybody and I say may God grant them the strength and the fortitude to continue. We should try and reach this our governors.
If you reach them, they will kill you. I'm telling you, go and write it down somewhere. I'm telling you now, as a matter of fact, any day you go to these governors, you'll be compromised or you'll be dead. You take one. They are not worthy to be worked with. And my dear brother, I love the way you have spoken. I love your passion and your commitment towards your country, but I disagree with you on Okorocha. But on that note, we don't deviate. I ask you to keep listening to Radio Biafra. Keep spreading the word and please do call us again. I appreciate it. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody else on the line, if I'm not mistaken. Do we have anybody on the line? Can you hear me? Do we have a caller on the line? Can you hear me? I don't know. Do we have a caller on the line? Can you hear me?
Good evening, Director. I'm Obinna from Boyne State and Director Government. I called from 3 hours.
You called a few hours ago. There are millions of people trying to get through. You're very lucky you got through to us two times. Please make it very brief. Only 1 minute, if you may, please. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So I want to say, last 3 days ago, when I was talking to Mr. when I called him, I was commenting about some people that I don't want to contribute to this struggle. The reason is that some of them that have been active in one area or the other produce governor that or this organization that are fighting against this Biafra. I see what this my brother just said now. Maybe he's the one that has sent him to where he is now. Maybe he's the one that has cut up for everything for him. He can't listen and hear what people are talking against them. Why we know that they are the problem that we have in Biafra. They are the problem we have. Both the organization and the governor. Just the point that I want to make, Director, to say 1 minute.
Thank you very much. Those that may have benefited from these governors are duty-bound and honor-bound to protect them. But from the way he was sounding, he sounded very genuine and very sincere. People are allowed to hold their own views and their opinions, and we respect that. This is Radio Biafra. We do. Does anybody else have anything to say? In the absence of that, I'll take this call, and then we will proceed to closure. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? They can't hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
I can hear you very well. Good evening from here as well. Good evening. Go ahead.
My name is Engineer Chibozi. I'm calling from Norway.
From Norway. Please go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I am calling with respect to, actually I've been trying to, I'm very much in contact with our coordinator here in Norway, and I try as much as possible to make my own contribution to see that Biafra comes to stay. But the last caller that starts talking about Rochas and things like that, it is fine we tell ourselves the truth. And I just wonder how people analyze issues. The problem with most of us, like I was talking with some friends today about Biafra. What they were telling me, oh, we don't want anybody to die, you know. I asked them what you normally say in Radio Biafra. This life we are living, is it life? Is it not better we die?
Exactly. I agree with you.
So, at the end of the day, the mother of one of them happens to be a cousin to Rogers. So, at the end of the day, he said that he will start. What I normally tell them, when I try to tell you the truth, if you don't want, I download Radio Biafra app. I even help him to download it today.
Yes.
So that you will listen. Like you always say, Biafra is a spirit, and when you listen to the truth, you don't need any conviction. It will convince you by itself. So what I think, I don't think a Christian will be allowed to head a hospital. I don't think it will happen in Borno State or in Sokoto.
It will never happen. Of course not. How can it happen?
It will never happen. So I don't know why our people can tell themselves the truth. I don't know. People are so much, all they want to do is just to satisfy their stomach. They don't even think of what is going to happen to your children or your children's children.
It's very sad. Extremely sad, I must say. Very, very sad.
So I think we just need to keep on spreading the message, and I believe that in no time people will come to realize the truth. And just like Atari Okubo, who said a few weeks ago that River State was created so that they would divide them from their brother, the Igbos. I was surprised to hear it from him.
Because he listens to Radio Biafra. Who doesn't listen to Radio Biafra? We want them to go further. To say that I want them to open their mouths and say, we want Biafra. That is all. Any day they say we want Biafra, Hausa people will leave them alone. That is all. Not Niger Delta Republic.
You know what?
If you keep saying that, nobody will listen to you. Go ahead.
I told one of my friends today, he should go and work it somewhere, that one day, after that, the one will call Radio Biafra and say that he wants to be part of this movement.
Of course. Of course he will. Of course he will.
The truth is getting it. I know sometimes it takes time, but it will surely come to pass. And I have one more thing to ask you. When you were in Germany, I had one lady, one Biafran veteran, that was talking about some book brought by some Jewish fellow. Is it possible to let me know about this book? I called my coordinator. He said he will tell me the book, but I didn't hear anything. Because right now, I want to know everything about where I come from. I want to know. I need to know. Because if we don't know where we are coming from, we can't be proud of it.
Yes, the fact of the matter is that that very book is in wide circulation. We have a conference to attend. I'll be in Spain to open our mission in Spain. Our de facto embassy, we just don't talk, we're going to do it. When we get there, I will see what the coordinators can do to ensure that very pamphlet gets circulated around and that people grabs hold of it. It was a lecture delivered by a Jewish man, by Jew. I don't mean our people that converted to Judaism. I mean a proper, proper Israeli. They came forward and this man sat or stood in front of us and said, you are more godly than I am. You have more stake as a child of God than I am. This is coming from the mouth of an Israeli citizen, or a Hebrew, so to speak. He was the one that gave us the link between, it was through him that I realized that Yeheshua, which is the name they corrupted to Jesus. The name they corrupted to Jesus is Yeshua, or Yeshua for short, which is Joshua. But because, you know, English people, they put J where there is Y. As I said before,
yeah.
If you go and say Jerusalem, most people won't understand you. The current pronunciation is Yerushalayim. That is Y, not J. They put J there. Nobody can tell you that the meaning of the word Jesus is Joshua. So when somebody says that you are the Joshua of our time, it means that you are the savior of our time. That is the meaning of it. Jesus is another Greek word for Joshua. As simple as that. He made us to understand that. And Yeshua means Jesus. That's the meaning of it. So the man put all these things together and said that we are one family, one people, the children of the Most High God residing in that part of the world. That is why the British hate us. Britain hates you because of the child of God. Go ahead.
I think I'm very, very satisfied with the way the struggle is going. I believe that more and more people are hearing about Radio Biafra, and they get convinced by the truth, because just like we all know, Ezokubondo, only the truth will make this fight come true.
Of course. Only the truth.
We keep on spreading the word. Anytime, even in my company, I told them that I'm not a Nigerian. They were surprised. My manager asked me why. So I showed her the link about, she said that she remember when her mom were contributing to the children that have Kwashiorkor.
You see?
They know. Norwegians, they know. They know about Japan. They contributed. They have Japan then. I was surprised that she knew. So I said I was supposed to be a Nigerian. So they sympathize with me. They really sympathize with me. So I even told some of them to stop calling me a Nigerian. I told them.
Anybody calling you a Nigerian means you're a nigger. That's the meaning of the word Nigeria. Niger is the English version of the word nigger. Nigger is a Latin word. That is one thing people must understand. Nigger is the name. If you're from Nigeria, you are from Nigeria. The only people that pronounce it correctly are the Germans, I'm sure, and a few other people. If you go to Germany, they say you're Nigeria. You're a nigger from the Niger area. And people are running about. I'm very, very proud. Green, white, green. I'm from Nigeria. They don't know who they are.
It's not even only Germans. Even Polish. It's Nigeria.
Oh, is that the Nigerians?
Yeah, I did my bachelor's in engineering in Poland. So it's Nigeria. It's not Nigeria. It's
exactly.
Nigeria.
Only a nigger come from a nigger area can come from Nigeria. Only a nigger can come from that. But you know, we are black African people. What do we know in our head? You know, stupid people running from one place to the other, seeking our... go ahead.
I believe that we just need to continue spreading the gospel, even though people without it, they should be made to listen to Radio Biafra. And I believe that anyone that listens to Radio Biafra will get convinced, just like the way I was convinced. You know?
Of course.
So I think I just have to give you a chance to round up the program. I'm very happy with what you are doing, and I pray that Chukwu Adeoma will continue to bless and strengthen you and your crew.
You say? Namgoziege, thank you very much for that. We have brought today's presentation. Of course, people are calling us as always, and we expect them to. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype hasn't been working. Imagine what it would have been like had our Skype been working. This is Radio Biafra. I must thank the family here in Trinidad and Tobago for their dedication, their sacrifice, and their work. Our coordinator here, Leonard and Emma, for the work he's doing. Our sister Nkechi is here. The other Biafrans are here. Comrade is also here. We welcome each and every one of you. And our dear sister as well. You know, she has been doing very well. Doing very, very well. Tomorrow, the reason why I don't want to bring her to the fore is I'm waiting for tomorrow. Tomorrow, she's going to lead us in what we are going to do. Tomorrow, you will hear more about her. And we are delighted to be here amongst the family of Biafrans here in Trinidad and Tobago. They are doing very well. They are professionals. None of them is unemployed. They're all working. Is that correct? They're all working here. Very, very important. We understand that this is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you for joining us. And in case you are wondering why we talk about Biafra morning, noon, and night, it is because this Biafra we talk about is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama, Ekekele Igwe Nowa, Obasi Bini Igwe is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you safe and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Therefore, I say good evening to the whole world from here in Trinidad and Tobago. May the good Lord bless and keep all of you. And thank you very much for listening. Join us once again tomorrow morning, as always, 7 a.m. in Biafra land. Goodbye from here.